This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We are getting into Health Talk Tuesday. We are back in the air, man. This is our first interview with the Department of Biomedical Sciences, first ever in 2026. Remember, in 2025, we had to cut it short because abantu babese behamba, they were going home. But right now, joining me, you know, tomorrow is World Cancer Day. So we'll be commemorating that day tomorrow, specifically tomorrow. But today, we're also having this interview because, you know, we are always one step ahead right here on MET Radio. So joining me live right now in studio, I do have Mrs. K. Govender. I'm just going to quickly welcome her on MET Radio and also compliments to the new year.
Good afternoon. It's really great to be here as always. Thank you, Mvelo.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio today. Especially, we're speaking about cancer, World Cancer Day. We know it's tomorrow, but we chose to speak about it today since we do have time. So maybe we could start from the beginning. Maybe why is it important for us to have these kind of conversations?
I feel there's a lot of mystery surrounding cancer. And a lot of what we don't know tends to become our fears. And what we fear will grow. So I feel knowledge is key. And perhaps if we know what it's, how it actually develops, perhaps there's ways we can prevent or mitigate or reduce our risk of cancer, of developing cancer.
Yes, and that is true. So maybe to some of our listeners, because we know we also have first years, they might not know when we're speaking about cancer, what are we actually speaking about?
Okay, we're speaking about a population of cells that have gone rogue.
Oh.
So essentially, we have normal cells and they tend to live out their lifespan according to specific types of DNA epigenetic factors, right? So they will live out, just say if, the lifespan of a cell is 20 cell divisions.
Yes.
So after each cell division, you'll have that many less of cell divisions going forward. And it then triggers a cell death process, and the cell is meant to die, a normal programmed cell death. We call that apoptosis. But in cancer cells, they don't do that. They continue to propagate, proliferate, and given the right sort of microenvironment, like, for example, nutrition, it will continue to grow. It will invade tissues that are functional. So the cancer cells don't have a function as per se. They're just there. They are nonsense cells. They are just there to cause chaos.
Disrupt
all the functional cells until such a state where it can actually move off to another location.
Yes. Thank you. Now, we know that there are different types of cancers. Maybe if I can put it like that. So maybe they come in different ways. But maybe to someone out there, maybe what are the warning, maybe some early warning signs that people should look out for, or some of the warning signs that people usually ignore?
There are various types of cancers, as you have alluded to. So it depends, where is the cancer growing?
Oh.
Okay, let me speak about one form of cancer that is quite, I think, quite common. Okay, let's talk about cervical cancer.
Yes.
So cervical cancer, you're meant to go for a pap smear. If you're a sexually active female, at least once every 10 years, if you have no abnormal cells.
Yes.
Right? And if you're HIV positive, it's more frequent because of the lower immune response, cancer cells tend to develop more often in HIV positive patients. So definitely, you need to go to the clinic more often to have yourself diagnosed. Sometimes it's very, very difficult. You may have a discharge, you may not.
Yes.
But the trick is you need to go in for the pap smear at least one every 10 years if you have a negative pap smear.
Wow.
So that's just one type. The other type that's quite, I think, common would be the colon cancer. So one of the first signs of colon cancer would be constipation and a pencil-like stool where you can't really relieve yourself adequately. So you have like, you know, a pencil-like stool that's developing. So that's an early warning sign. And of course, if you've had family with colon cancer, there's definitely genetic factors that are at play in developing it. Yeah. So there's just two types. And of course, drastic unexplained weight loss.
Yes.
You're not on a diet, but you're eating fairly normal. Maybe at some point, loss of appetite, just unexplained weight loss should be investigated as well.
Now, you mentioned just two types. Maybe because I wanted to touch maybe some of the most, some of them that are most common to us. Maybe let's take it local to South Africans. Maybe what are the most common and also who are most at risk?
Okay, the most common ones amongst female, not necessarily the same with male. So I'm going to start with female. Amongst black, we're speaking to mainly black students. So amongst black females, it's cervical cancer. And HPV is the main causative agent there. So that's can only be diagnosed with a pap smear or you have to go in for a HPV testing because that's something that's offered now with NHLS clinics. So you can go for an HPV test. They will do a whole range of HPV viruses and they'll pick up the ones that are concerning. Then they will send that through for a pap smear. So you're covered in that sense.
Yes.
The other one that's quite common is breast cancer. Okay, so breast cancer, now I see that the age of development of breast cancer is reducing due to a number of factors. Could be environmental, could be what we eat, what we don't eat. So breast examinations is key. And there's a lot of information about how to conduct a breast examination. And of course, women over 40, it's advised that you go through for a mammogram at least once a year, over 50. Yeah, so breast cancer is the other one that's quite pronounced. The number of cases is escalating.
Yes, so I also heard, I don't know how true it is, so I'm just going to put that. I've also heard that also males can suffer from breast cancer. I don't know how true that is.
It's true. It's not common.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, the benign form. When I say benign, I mean the non-cancerous, maybe inflammatory lesions that are not cancer. Those are called gynecomastia. It's probably due to the male producing more estrogen. And then you have some sort of breast development. Okay, so a fine needle aspiration biopsy taken in the lab and something that we actually teach at in biomedical sciences, it's cytology, will determine whether these are benign cells that are not going to cause issues or whether it's cancerous or we say malignant. Okay, so that's the first signs. But I think any sort of well-circumscribed lumps, condensation that you're feeling should be investigated.
Wow. Now, maybe before we don't want to keep you very long, but before we wrap it up, maybe what is there any support that is available maybe to help those living with cancer or maybe the survivors and also along with their families?
Yes, definitely. There are non-profit organizations and I am actually a volunteer for one of them and wearing the Cancer Association shirt. Yeah, so it's quite a big organization. It's got reach throughout the country. They support families of, just say for instance, you're from Gauteng and you need treatment in Durban. So they will house you and your family and your next of kin at their facility while you are receiving treatment. And they also put out information and lectures that I also do, public lectures, things like that, awareness campaigns for HPV, cervical cancer, and other forms of cancer. So that's just one organization, but there are others out there as well.
Oh, wow. Now, one last question before I let you go. Now, tomorrow we are commemorating World Cancer Day. Maybe from you, maybe what can you say people can do in order to support or maybe to contribute to the day? It could be not with money or in terms of what, but what can people do in order to commemorate that day?
I suppose getting together and discussing these types of things, like the breast cancer issue amongst females and the HPV and cervical cancer. If you can maybe get people together and discuss, you know, if you feel, you know what, I have a friend, could be at risk. Okay. And maybe we can talk about it and we can say, let's go, all of us go together. Let's go to the clinic and let's support the clinic at MUT, or let us go to, a public clinic. You know, these kind of narratives are going to create awareness. And amongst men, of course, there are other forms of cancer, but not so much with the younger men with prostate cancers and things like that. But of course, the smoking, the hookah, people say, oh no, it's not cigarette smoking, or you vaping. Vaping is also another concern. People tend to destigmatize the vaping while stigmatizing. No, not healthy. You heard of the popcorn lung thing that's happening amongst people. And it's got other sort of chemicals in there that can promote cancer. So having these discussions amongst peers will actually bring more awareness, and you are making some sort of contribution, whether you know it or not.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you very much. But before I let you go, anything you would like to add?
No, just thank you for the opportunity. And if there are any questions that you have relating to cancer, and I'm happy to drop me an email at govender@mut.ac.za, and I'm happy to assist wherever I can.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio, Mrs. Govender. We really appreciate it. Yeah, and also
this is an MUT Radio podcast.